All right, we are very happy now to have in studio a man who was going to be in Berea all week long. Mike Silver from the NFL Network joins us live in studio. Mike, how are you?
I don't know how I am having to follow Anita. That's tough, it's, man.
It is.
I mean, the Who famously complained about having to follow Hendrix at Monterey Pop 50 years ago. It's kind of like that.
It's kind of like that. All right. Obviously, all eyes focus on the Cleveland Browns. All eyes focus on what the Browns are going to do with the number one overall pick. So we'll just come out and ask you, what is the latest you're hearing about this first overall selection? Because it seemed like it was Garrett set in stone. No lock as of today.
I think they're talking about it probably down the way, less than a football field away from us. And, you know, the good thing is they don't have to decide right now, and they can do some of this in real time. I would imagine that they will listen to offers to trade up and or down, and I'm talking about specifically picks 1 and 12. And, there's kind of three schools of thought here. You can take Myles Garrett at 1, yep. Which I think 31 other teams would be turning in the card already right now. That's not a debate in the NFL community. This is as resounding of a slam dunk number one choice non-quarterback as I've seen in a long, long time. In the NFL community. Second school of thought is you can take Mitchell Trubisky at 1, get your quarterback of the future, and just say, you know what, quarterback's more important to us, that's our guy. And then this third school of thought is you can try to do both. And so take Garrett at 1 and use that 12th pick to get back down. I guess there's a fourth school, which would be try to trade down from 1, still get Trubisky and parlay that. But so, you know, because there are scenarios and options, I think they're smart. They're doing their due diligence right now. They're talking to teams, especially in that, 2 to 8, 9 range, I would say, about, if we're on the clock or if you're on the clock, we've taken Garrett and we want to try to get back up, which would be for Trubisky, what would it take, and let's stay in touch. So I wish I could tell you I knew what they were going to do. I think if it were any other NFL franchise, I could tell you declaratively that Myles Garrett will be the number one pick, but I can't be certain.
But in your eyes, and based on many NFL draft analysts, what is it that everyone's so enamored with Mitch Trubisky? Is it simply because he's kind of set himself as the number one quarterback in this draft, and of the maybe 4 or 5, the most ready to play?
Yeah, I'm not so convinced that everyone in the NFL community is so enamored with him. Some are. Some believe Deshaun Watson would be a better guy. He's a winner. He's got all the intangibles. A surprising amount of people believe Patrick Mahomes is the best guy, which I didn't see coming. So, one thing that concerns me is if you look back a year ago, the Browns had the second pick. Hugh Jackson, I have not been shy about saying love Jared Goff, was less convinced that Carson Wentz at 1 or 2 was the right pick for the franchise, but certainly liked him. So you go from that scenario where you could have traded up from 2 to 1 to secure Goff, or you could have said, you know what, we're taking Wentz at 2, and you didn't. Well, in retrospect, would you like to have that back? And if so, are you chasing ghosts? Hopefully that's not what's going on in terms of the Trubisky assessment. You're not saying, gosh, we should have had Wentz. Let's do anything we can to get him. Because, again, I think if you polled almost every other NFL talent evaluator or coach, they would take Wentz and probably Goff over any of these quarterbacks.
So what do you think has changed, if anything, in their outlook relative to the option of Myles Garrett getting a quarterback at 12, maybe later in the first round, to, all right, now if we're going to get a quarterback, and it sounds like Trubisky's the one they've zeroed in on, that maybe we have to do that at number one in light of the fact that most people, the consensus around the league, is that Myles Garrett is the best player?
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is the front office that from the time Sashi Brown was promoted and Paul DePodesta came aboard, we were told they're not going to do things the conventional way. They're not going to be beholden to what we would consider conventional NFL wisdom, and they have a system, and they're going to try to do that. We could get into a debate about what that system is and whether taking Trubisky there would be staying true to it, but I do know that they're going to necessarily see things differently than what I'm used to, expecting. So You know, to be clear, it's Sashi Brown's call, and I would hope that he would listen to input from Hugh Jackson, especially as it pertains to the quarterback position. And certainly owners always have the ability to overtly or covertly influence the process. And you'd be surprised how many owners have inserted themselves into discussions of this magnitude when it comes to a number one pick, not just one overall, but any first round pick. So, and you know, and that's Jimmy and Dee's right. If they, want to get, you know, want to give input or be declarative, it's their football team and it's their money. So, that's why I'm hedging. I believe I know what almost every other GM in the league would do. I have a pretty good read, as you might imagine, on what the coaches want. And I can't tell you for sure what Sashi Brown is going to conclude and what Jimmy Haslam and Dee Haslam will, if anything, do to impact that. So I do think I do commend them for exploring all their options and not having to, you know, they don't have to declare to me or anyone else right now. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Michael, what type of domino effect at the quarterback position will begin if the Browns do take Trubisky number one overall and or make a move from 12 back inside that top 10 and make a move maybe with the Jaguars or the Jets at 4 or 6?
That's a great question because it's the key to this draft, and I'll bring it back to the Browns too, because I do believe in general that once one of these guys goes, you're going to see maybe a frenzy to get the others, because there are, by my count, 12 teams that you could argue overtly want a quarterback and some who need one, absolutely need one. But, you know, you've got the, say, the Giants and Chargers and Steelers, all of whom scored in that famous 04 draft.
Right.
They're all clearly looking for successors.
Yep.
And the Chiefs are looking, and the Cardinals. So, you know, I think quarterbacks in general are going to go higher than we think. I believe that at least 4 could go in the first round, and I think 3 could go in the top 15. So that's the first answer. The second thing is, once, you know, if you – really the scenario that makes everyone the happiest, I believe, in this building is a compromise, which is you take Garrett first and you trade back up to get Trubisky. But – where do you go? I think the Jets might take him at 6. Now you're seeing reports the 49ers might take him at 2. I'm kind of skeptical, and of course I'm still investigating all this stuff myself, but I'm skeptical that he would go to the Niners at 2, the Bears at 3, but I also think there's a scenario where Deshaun Watson goes crazy early, and I think there's a scenario where Patrick Mahomes goes, say, before the Browns pick at 12. So they have to assess all of this possibly in real time, and part of it is just nerve. If you do that and take Garrett and you want Trubisky, do you have the nerve to say wait it out till 6, or do you just remove all doubt and get to 2, which is what you could have done last year to go from 2 to 1?
So if that is the case, you don't think the Niners take a quarterback at 2?
I don't think so.
And some people say that. So 4 maybe is a good landing spot, 5 with Tennessee, get ahead of the Jets. What do you think it would take to go from 12 to 4 in this particular draft, where you do have a lot of teams that maybe do want to move back?
Yeah, you know, it's all just a conversation. And they're having those conversations now, but, you know, we all saw draft day. Things could change. You know, we live in a different world than we did a minute ago. So, you know, I don't know. I just know, and you might be able to, by the way, to get to 6, because I think the Jets would take them at 6, but I also think the Jets would be receptive to moving down. And I clearly the 49ers want to move down, so it behooves them to say, wow, or to leak out, wow, we want the quarterback. Doesn't mean they won't take him, but that's kind of my vibe there. So I believe, I don't know exactly what it would cost, but this is my last caveat on this. This is a regime that values picks, really,
right,
really values picks. So we can all play amateur GM and say, well, just give up whatever if you want the quarterback that bad. I think I would, but if your philosophy is, wow, those picks are valuable, we want more, not less, then to me it's not a slam dunk that they will choose that scenario, and that's another vote for concluding that if we like this quarterback that much, let's just take him here.
Do you think we could see a trade with the Browns going to number 2 prior to the draft, so that they go into it knowing they get the two people, Miles Garrett and Mitch Trubisky, U of L.
I mean, I think you always could, because we saw last year 1 and 2 were both done very, very early. You like the certainty. You know, it's more fun in real time. It's, you know, obviously the movie Draft Day showed you it's more fun when you're on the clock. And listen, that's part of growing into the decision-maker role. So will Sashi Brown be better in year two than year one at kind of assessing that and staring those things down in real time? Probably exponentially. So that makes it all the more fascinating.
Mike, we appreciate the insight, the time. Enjoy your time in Berea. I'm sure it is going to be an eventful week for the Browns and their fans here with the draft approaching on Thursday, and we will stay glued.
77 and a half hours from now, we will know a lot more.
On NFL Network. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more Cleveland Browns Daily right after this.